Let us also sing a chorus together. And then today, we will ask all the brothers who are here today from African countries that they say us a word of greeting, perhaps greetings from the churches, from the assemblies. And we appreciate, of course, all our brothers. Doesn't matter where they are serving the Lord. Important is that it is being done. Let us sing, only believe, all things are possible for him who believes. It's chorus number 8. And then we ask all the brothers from the African countries, be it from the Congo, be it from others, from Angola, and I always forget the names, but the brothers, of course, they know who they are. And our brother from Australia, he can also come. Please come after this song to the front. We ask Brother Kupfer also to come to the front and to say us a few words, to translate the words. Just say a word of greeting, and Brother Kupfer will interpret you. Yes.
Que Dieu vous bénisse richement.
May the Lord bless you richly. I will give you the greetings from the brothers and sisters from Kigali. That's very short. The brothers from Congo, from my center where I preach, and from the other assemblies, they know that I'm here today, and they say he should greet all the brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Português. Que Deus os abençoe em nome de Jesus Cristo.
Where is Brother Helmut Miskis? He can translate him in Portuguese. Another one. This is Brother Celestin from Australia. The brothers and sisters from Australia, from Sydney and Melbourne, they bring you the greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We love you and we pray for you. This was a great wish for me to be here. The Lord bless you all.
I greet each and every one in the precious name of the Lord.
Ich grüße euch alle in dem kostbaren Namen unseres Herrn.
It's good to be here.
Es ist gut hier zu sein.
I bring greetings from a number of brothers and sisters from Cape Town in South Africa.
Ich bringe Grüße von einer Anzahl Brüder und Schwestern aus Kapstadt.
And may the Lord bless all of us this morning.
Und möge der Herr uns alle heute Morgen segnen.
By His word.
Durch sein Wort.
Thank you.
Danke. Amen.
Je vous salue tous dans le nom de notre Seigneur Jésus Christ.
I bring you the blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are a small assembly in Biel, in Switzerland. Generally, we are coming here with brothers and sisters, but all who are left behind in the assembly, they are all greeting you. We are very grateful for the word. The Lord bless you.
Vous saluons dans le nom précieux de notre Seigneur.
We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was said the brothers from Africa. We are here from Paris. And I just want to say what was said years ago, this is fulfilled now. That the house should be built also for the people who are coming from outside to hear the word of God. We were always touched. We bring you the greetings with all our hearts. Because at this place, the true word of God is being preached.
And we
really find ourselves joined together with the truth. We wish you now all the best in the word of God.
Eu vos saúdo todos no nome de Jesus Cristo.
Ich grüße euch.
I greet all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
A igreja do Senhor em Angola.
Die Kirche des Herrn in Angola.
The Church of the Lord in Angola.
Von Cabinda.
From Cabinda.
Soyo.
Soyo.
Luanda.
Luanda.
Todos em nome de Jesus Cristo.
Grüßt alle in den Namen Jesus.
They are greeting you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My wife is with me. May God bless you all. Also my house and my family is greeting all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is written in the word of God. Blessed is the people who knows the sound of the trumpet. God bless you. One moment. Just translate for the brothers. Please translate for the brothers now. Translate into French now. Let us all stand up. We would like that our brothers, that they just know that we love them, that we appreciate them, that we are standing behind their ministries, and that we are grateful to God that they carry the word in their countries. If we of course would let preach all the brothers here at this place, then one wouldn't know whom one should call and whom one shouldn't call. And therefore, we have understanding for it. And we wish you with all our hearts the blessing of God. For me, it's a special joy, especially when I think on Africa.
Brother Branham said in
1965, he said that he has seen the stretched out hands in Africa, and he had a great longing to come to Africa. He was not permitted anymore. On the last journey, he was not allowed to preach anymore. In his passport was the stamp on, he may not partake of any religious meetings, only because the denominations didn't want it. But God has found a way that the message has come there. And a great harvest was brought in. It's the same message, the same word of God, which you and we carry together.
Amen.
At the same time, I would like to address a word to all the brothers, to all brothers in all the countries, in all the tongues and languages, and especially you who are here today. God bless you in the ministry of the Lord. The moment has come where we have to speak one language, namely saying what God said. And Brother Kupfer, he spoke out a very good word today already. He said to me this morning in the office, he said, Brother Frank, it's all about the foundation. It's all about the foundation. And then it's important how one builds upon it. Both must be right. Both must be correct. The foundation must be right. And Paul said, I have laid the foundation with you. The same foundation must be laid today. And to build correctly on it, the same must be preached. The build-up of the church is always the same. And so, we thank God for all the ministering brethren in all the languages. Brother Schmidt gave us greetings from Kazakhstan, from the Ukraine, from Russia, from Moldavia, from Armenia. Everywhere where the Russian language is spoken, there the brothers addressed greetings to us. And we also are passing on these greetings again. Then we received greetings from Finland, from Kenya, from Congo Republic, from Chile. Also, we have received all the greetings from all over. Our brothers and sisters are joined with us because they are joined with the Lord. Whoever is joined with the Lord, with us, is joined with the Lord. He is joined with the Word and with a true message. Let us now pray. And we ask Brother Graf to come again and also to pray. And together we will pray now, especially for all the ministering brethren. Faithful Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege that this morning we can be assembled under your word. Lord, you know our attitude. You know how we mean it. Lord, we want to speak it out. We have only one mind, one thing in our mind. We want to hear your word. We don't only want to hear it. We also want to receive it. We don't only want to receive it. We also want to do accordingly. So, Lord, we thank you that we haven't come here in vain. You will reveal your word to us. You will give it to us. You will give us also the right attitude so that we can do accordingly, because you have called us out from all peoples, tongues, and nations. Lord, you also called us out from all the false denominations. You have put us upon this rock where you said yourself, upon this rock I will build my church, and this church comes from all peoples, tongues, and nations. So Lord, I'm asking you, may you bless all our brothers. May you be with them, Lord. May you touch their hearts so that they go from here with a full heart to carry and preach your word in all the countries. Because that's your will, that every soul which is ordained should be called out. We praise you for it. And we give you the honor and glory for this hour, for this day. Lord, it is your day. And we bless and praise you for it. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing, this is the day, this is. After I say some words to the brothers, I'm asking now our two sisters to sing us a song. Later on, also our brothers and sisters from Belarus, they will also sing once more. Now, I would like to say to our brothers here, as Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, you for the Jews, we for the Gentiles. So I say today, we in Europe, you in Africa, but it's the same work, the same word, the same message. And so, may the Lord God bless you, and may He be with you. Be strengthened. Many prayers are accompanying you. And the Lord who started His work, He will also finish it. Heavenly Father, once again we ask you for your blessing for our brothers. Be with them in a special way. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. meine Zunge sagen kann. Sie reicht hinaus zum höchsten Stern und greift zu tiefsten Sündenbahn. Für schuldbeladene Sünderherzen gab Gott den Sohn dahin. Sein irrend Kind versöhnte er, vergab die Sünden ihm. Oh, liebe Gott, das reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. Wenn eins entschwindet diese Zeit und irdische Reiche hier vergehen, wenn Menschen, die nie beten wollten, zu Berg und Fels um Hilfe fliehen, dann bleibt die Liebe Gottes stehen, so grenzenlos und rein. Erlösungsgnade für den Sünder wird stets der heil'gen Lied sein. O liebe Gott, das reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. Wenn wir das Meer mit Tinte füllten und wär der Himmel Pergament, wenn jeder Halm wär eine Feder, so dass man damit schreiben könnte, die Liebe Gottes aufzuschreiben, das weite Meer verzehrt. Nie könnten Bücher alles fassen, wär noch so groß ihr Wert. O liebe Gott, das reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. O liebe Gott, das reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let us just sing the chorus number 2. I love him, I love him. Is there somebody at the instrument? I also greet and welcome all of you, and I greet all our friends, yes, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. The Lord God, may He be highly praised. Firstly, for the great privilege that we can live now, that we may hear His word, and then for the great grace that we receive, that we may receive His word by faith, and that we may live it out. And as we emphasized last night, when our Lord says, sanctify them in thy word, and thy word is the truth, then we truly, we have to be in the word to be able to be sanctified by Him. And to this, we will read some scriptures to it, to show us that the time of separation has come, separating light from darkness, separating truth from the lie, the word from all interpretations. And to this, I have chosen the word from 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. And I hope that all are feeling at home, all from all over Europe and from half of the world. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. Here, Paul writes, in responsibility which he had before God for the church, which he calls as a chaste virgin. He wanted to present to Christ a chaste virgin. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, from verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Please expect from us, who we carry the same message today, expect from us the same jealousy for the church of the living God. The same jealousy is leading us, and this for the very specific purpose, reason, because the bride is espoused to Christ, the bridegroom, and nobody is allowed to touch her. No defilement, no beguiling may happen. The heavenly bridegroom has the right to a pure, chaste virgin. To a pure bride. Already in the Old Testament, God gave the commandments which had to be kept. But then comes Paul, straight to the point, and he goes back to the Garden of Eden in verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his craftiness, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Satan, from the very beginning, he started to beguile Eve and Adam, the whole mankind, to take them away from the original word, to then put his question marks behind. Should God have said,
Es ist nicht so schlimm.
It's not so bad. No, you will not die.
Und das, was Gott gesagt
and that what God said was fulfilled. Mankind was separated from God, handed over to death. Now, Paul, at that time he said, I fear that with you, my brothers and sisters, with you, the believers, happens the same as it happened with Eve. Because the enemy is subtle, crafty, and always he's using God's word with a difference that he tricks people with it, because he makes his own interpretation as being the original. And this is the trap which we all have to be attentive. Then it continues in verse 4. And here we have the three special marks which should stand out for us, whether the enemy is already busy to lead us astray. Verse 4. For if someone cometh along and preaches you another Jesus, whom we have not preached. Now just imagine a church by the ministry of called into existence by the ministry of the apostles, equipped with all the gifts of the Spirit. There was no other church which was equipped with all the nine spiritual gifts as the church in Corinth. And right there, where God in a special way, in a supernatural way, can be at work, and is at work, there the enemy will make his attacks to destroy and to lead the people astray. Then it continues in the same verse 4, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another Spirit which ye have not received, and as the third one, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. At Berea, it was completely different. They were searching daily in the Holy Scriptures to check what was being taught, what was being preached, to compare it with what is written. And exactly this mind may God give unto us. Not because we don't believe what is being preached, but we want to have the final assurance. And this we have only if we find it in the Word of God. And if we get it confirmed therein. Yesterday, very shortly we mentioned that not only scriptures are being used wrongly up to John 20, verse 23, whom you remit sins, them they are remitted, beginning with Matthew 16, from verse 16, upon this rock I will build my church. Everything is being privately interpreted and handled. So we have to, at every subject, we have to go back to the Holy Scripture and reading. What did Peter do? What did Paul do? The forgiveness of sins, the baptisms, how did they take place? Then one has to go through all the other scriptures, reading in his name, remission of sins shall be preached unto all nations. Not a confessional box, but through the sermon to mankind is brought the offer of forgiveness, and whoever believes this divine message, whoever believes in Jesus Christ, his personal Savior, to him every servant of God can say, to all you who you believe God's word, who you believe that Jesus Christ has forgiven your sins and redeemed you on the cross of Calvary, to you the sins are remitted in his name. In the same way, to all who do not believe, one can say, if you don't believe, then you will die in your sin. Because that's how it is written. So, to every subject, all the scriptures which speak about it, they have to be considered to have a balanced, in the Holy Scripture, a balanced, grounded proclamation. And this God has given to us by his grace, not because we wanted it, but because he, before the foundation of the world, he has ordained it that way. Then we have the many scriptures which speak about that we must overcome, that we have to overcome, up to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Here we have, in verse 7, at the last time, we have the verse in which it is written, Revelation 21, verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Right at the end, the overcomers will be taken up in the rapture. All who have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and for the sake of the word of their testimony. Revelation 12. And if we read the seven church age messages, then it's always about he that overcometh. And if we read in the Epistle of John, then it is about the overcoming, and it is said to us in detail what we have to overcome. Here, in Revelation, chapter 2, is of course the message to the angel of the church. And every time in the seven church age messages, our Lord introduces himself as what he is. Here, in Revelation, in chapter 2, second part from verse 1. These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And then comes the description of the church and its condition in that time. And then comes, in verse 7, He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, to him that overcometh. Before, it speaks about you have tried those who called themselves apostles, who called themselves to be sent ones from the Lord, and you have found them to be liars. You have seen where the Nicolaitans come from, and their works were hated to the Lord and for the believers, as written in verse 6. But then, he that overcometh, in all the seven church age messages, the emphasis is on the overcoming. And brothers and sisters, if we read all the scriptures which speak of overcoming, then we have to ask God to illuminate every area to us, to show us of what has to be overcome. Even everything what doesn't belong into the kingdom of God, what doesn't belong into the personal life, everything what separates us from God, be it bodily, be it spiritually, that we get the power to overcome. And as we said already, that all are purified by the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth. Now, before we go into this subject in detail, I would like to read from the quotations of Brother Branham, just two quotations, which are used for the destruction for the believers by using wrong punctuation, wrong commas and wrong points, wrong full stops. But I read here from the sermon, the 12th of December, 1964. It has the title, Harvest Time. And here is written the following. I have to read in English and German, so that you all understand the connection, also in the other languages.
You know what? Wisst ihr was? I hear the coming of the Combine, the World Council. Ich höre das Kommen des Mähdreschers, des Weltkirchenrates. Hier sind zwei von sich völlig andere Gedanken zu einem zusammengefügt worden, die nie und nimmer, weder in Zeit noch Ewigkeit, zusammengehören. Richtig muss es heißen, ich höre das Kommen des Mähdreschers.
Of the Combine. Punkt. Full stop. And then it should continue. The World Council of Churches will make the separation. They made the World Council the Combine. And then they made a separate sentence. He will separate it. But before, they made the separation. And I say this with pain, and I don't know if I have to ask for prayer or being sorrowful. But because Brother Frank, many years ago, he has seen the harvest field, the cornfield, the overripe cornfield. I've seen the ears were full, hanging down, overripe. a bit burned by the sun already.
And then,
how the clouds were coming. And the Lord said, my servant, bring in the harvest. And then I looked to my left. If this was the cornfield, the wheat field, here at the left, there was standing a brand new combine. And the Lord spoke, get on this combine on which nobody sat before and bring in the harvest. And as I was walking to the combine, the clouds got very dark. And I looked up and I saw the clouds, how they were forming as there was a battle in the midst of the clouds. And there were, it was actually a chaos in the clouds. And I had the impression, I also said it, beloved Lord, it is too late. I cannot bring in the harvest. The judgments are falling. This was my impression. And as I said this, once again, the command, get on this combine and bring in the harvest. And in that moment, there came such an opening
in
this
deep
hanging clouds. And it looked like as the sun was shining seven times stronger and with all power, it was shining down on this wheat field. And then I started harvesting, looking up. I started here, and the last row, the last row I brought in. And in that moment, when I made the last cut, in that moment, the clouds were coming together again, and it was thundering, lightning, and I really thought, now the whole world breaks down. And because Brother Frank has seen this, and has said, and because the brothers in the USA don't like it, therefore, they have to make a criminal act here. And that what is written in the original, and you can hear it on the tape, where a comma belongs and where the full stop belongs. And that what should be together, I read it once again. That's how it should be in the original. I hear the coming of the combine. And if one adds all the other quotes which Brother Branham made about the combine and about the bringing in of the harvest, then it's very clear. But the brothers, lying, deceiving. They have to spread their theories, and this for the damage of the bride. I read it now again in context. I hear the coming of the combine. And then, because the World Council of Churches will cause the last persecution. And Brother Branham, he said, in the last round, when the persecution will come upon the bride, then the rest of the harvest will be brought in. And the greatest things which God ever did will happen in the bride, up to the spoken word. And therefore, hear the remark now. The World Council of Churches will do the separation. Yes, all right. This will be its task. The Lord said at that time, the enemy asked to sift you as one sifts the wheat.
But
we are just of all comfort. We are comforted. We are for good. The bride will not be deceived. She cannot be deceived. We are not in our own thing. We are not at our own work. We are set by God for the edification of the church and for the completion of the bride church of Jesus Christ. The message of the hour was brought for this purpose, regardless of what people are saying about me and about us. God has His way. He will complete His work. One more thing. What caused doctrinally the greatest damage within the message? It's here, in this sermon. I think it belongs in this sermon about the rapture. Here, Brother Branham says, The Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout. With a shout. And then comes the scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. This is the most well-known scripture which speaks about the return of Jesus Christ, about the resurrection of those who sleep in Christ, and of the changing of those who at that point of time are alive. And now, listen closely. A shout. And then it says a comma. And nevertheless, they're writing in big letters,
It's the message.
Going forth now.
Es ist die Botschaft, die jetzt ergeht. Lauten oder geschrieben und gesagt wurde.
It was said.
Ein Ruf.
A shout.
Punkt.
Full stop.
Und er bezieht sich ja noch.
And then.
Auf 1. Thessalonicher 4.
He still refers to 1. Thessalonians 4.
Mit einem Ruf.
He comes with a shout. And after the scripture, Brother Branham emphasizes once again, and he says, a shout. In the German Bible, it says, a wake-up call, because it's about the resurrection of the dead. There should be a full stop. And then it should follow what is being said, what comes after. It is the message which goes forth first, the living bread of life. What did they make out of it? The shout which will happen at the direct return of Jesus Christ,
in der ganzen Welt verkündigt.
They preach it as being,
ich war der
since 1966 they are preaching it in connection with the message, the shout. I was already translating at that time, and at that time they invented the doctrine that the Lord, since the opening of the seals, especially by the message, which is the shout according to 1 Thessalonians 4, then they came up with the doctrine, judgment seat is no more mercy seat, but the judgment seat. And then they say, now the grace is only in the hearts of the believers, where God has erected His throne, and all kinds of things they are saying. Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to understand it correctly. It's of course not only about us in Europe. It's about all peoples, tongues and nations. It's about the bride church all over the earth. And when Paul writes, if someone comes along and preaches to you another Jesus, another message, another gospel, who has received a totally different spirit, then you bear with him. I don't bear with it. And I hope that all of us, that we don't bear with it, that our divine, godly mind, which is connected with God and His Word, that it is being defiled. No, we will not bear it. That we that it slide up into wrong doctrines, putting our back to the truth. No. So, our Lord will descend from heaven. This is today still future. And when He comes down, then He will come with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And then the dead in Christ will rise. And we, who we are alive and who we remain, we will be changed. This is still future. What is presence is written here in the same context. It is the message which firstly has to come forth and goes forth. The bread of life which is being brought to the bride. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Brothers and sisters, because I translated all the sermons of Brother Branham into the German language, therefore I am acquainted with all the errors which were carried into the message, which were interpreted into the message. I'm acquainted with that. Please, don't be angry with me. I'm jealous over the church of Jesus Christ with holy jealousy. Compromises are closed out. Not with me. Not with me. It's impossible. Throughout all eternity, it's impossible. Let us come to the points. This will leave now. Perhaps I will touch upon it in a circular letter to show our brothers and sisters worldwide, to show them how the enemy really crept in. And not only that the Bible was interpreted hundredfold and nothing was left in the original and in its right context, but also the message was not left the way as it should be. But in so many cases, it was just taken out of context.
Yeah.
For me, it's an unbearable situation. But because we have taken our stand for the Word and in the Word, therefore we are equipped with the full armor of God to stand against all the wiles of the enemy and to and the Word of God will remain the sword of the Spirit. And right at the end, the devil will be laid at the feet of the Lord. Rule in the midst of your enemies. And that's how God will give the victory to the bride church. As we laid it out in the circular letter, Satan, from the very beginning, he tried to destroy the plan of God, to annul it, and to destroy the church. But God, he is watching over his word, over his church, and we are being led until the end, kept safe by God. Whoever reads in the book of Revelation, he will time and again find the term which John, when he received the revelation, as John used it. Revelation 5, verse 1. Revelation 1, 5, verse 1. And I saw, verse 2, and I saw, verse 6, and I beheld. One can go from chapter to chapter. And here it says time and again, it says, let us go to verse 11. And I beheld. And time again I saw, I beheld. Then chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. I just want to connect this now. That men of God, that prophets, they were not only speaking, they were seers. And if we take the Old Testament prophets, let us take Isaiah chapter 6. He saw the Lord sitting on his throne. He saw, and he saw the heavenly host at his right hand and at his left. Take Ezekiel, chapter 1. He saw the Lord upon his throne. He describes him from the hip down and from the hip up in all the details. And then up to Revelation, chapter 4. John saw a vision. He saw the door in heaven open. And then he could say in verse 2, and immediately, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He saw it. He was a seer. And to that what he saw, by inspiration, he was given him that what we have before us today, what was written down. And we thank God with all our hearts for his precious and holy word. One can go through the whole book of Revelation, and I saw, and I saw. And I saw a great multitude which nobody could number. Up to I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The men of God were seers, and Brother Branham was a seer. He saw visions. God revealed it to him. God showed it to him. And to that what was shown to him, came then the inspiration. And so we thank God that we don't follow somebody who has imaginations, but that we follow the Lord, who from the very beginning used his servants and prophets, sending them to proclaim his counsel and to leave it for us. Namely, that what we have to know. Let us come back to Revelation, chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcometh, he shall inherit all things and be my son. Now, just a few scriptures to show us this. Namely, from the very beginning. I read once again, Revelation 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. To which word are we reminded now? On 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. And here, it is verse 18, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 18. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. But what is written in verse 17? In verse 17, it's about the separation, about the calling out, which has to be before verse 18. Now, verse 17 now. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, commandeth the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. This points us to 2 Samuel 7, verse 14, where it speaks of our Lord as son who would come. Let us go to Genesis 18, verse 10. Genesis 18, verse 10. Yesterday, we said God gave first the promise, and when the fulfillment of the promise came near, then the Lord God once again spoke. And then in Genesis 18, verse 10, he said to Abraham, Genesis 18, verse 10, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. Now, just to say this here now, the son who was promised was the heir, was the heir. And therefore Paul writes to the Galatians, as long as the son is not mature, there is no difference between him and a servant. But if when the son becomes of full age, then the adoption as a son takes place. But let us come here to the next point, namely in Genesis 22, Genesis 22, verse 15 and 16. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. Oh, how tremendous. Prophets, they saw visions. Prophets heard the tremendous voice of God the Lord with their ears. Verse 16, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. And now comes something powerful. For because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. The promise was, of course, in Isaac, your inheritance should be blessed. And now Isaac should be sacrificed. The descendants were not here yet. And it looked like that what God himself promised, and what he wanted to do, it seemed like that he wanted to destroy the very same thing. No! God was testing Abraham, not only in faith, but also in obedience. And brothers and sisters, this belongs to the election. This belongs to those, it's addressed to those who believe God's promises and who are heirs of God and who are co-heirs with Christ, that they prove their faith by obedience. James, he wrote it in a special way, that Abraham was not only justified by faith, but by obedience he was justified. And the most dearest which God promised him and what God gave him to sacrifice it, he was ready to do it. But there was a revelation before that. In Hebrews 11, you can read, he had the conviction in his heart, he had it, that God is able to raise Isaac from the dead and that they will return both of them. And therefore, Abraham could say to the servants, remain here, my son and I, we go to worship and we will return again. Although he knew that he has to sacrifice Isaac, even though he could say, we return. Brothers and sisters, this is a living faith which is grounded in the Word of God. And this faith is given to you and me, to us. Exodus 4, verse 22 and 23. Moses says, by the commission of God to the Pharaoh, let my son go, that he may serve me. Now Israel was the son which was called out, so that it then could be fulfilled. I have called my son from Egypt. The Bible prophecy is the foundation for what happens then later in the New Testament with our Lord and with all sons and daughters of God. In Matthew 1, verse 21, we are reported of the birth of the Son of God. In Matthew 3, verse 17, we are told of the anointing, of the consecration, which the Holy Spirit brought as it came upon our beloved Lord. And as he started his ministry afterward, John was almost finished with his ministry, and the moment has come that our Lord, as the Son of Man, as prophet, would carry out his ministry. And behold, it happened. The baptism took place. And to say it very clearly, the anointing, the spirit baptism took place, the equipping with the power from on high took place, because he had to be Christ, the anointed one. The word Christ means Messiah, anointed one, Mashiach. In the Greek, it's Christ. In the German language, it's anointed one, Christ. And this is our confession, that Jesus Christ, not only Jesus, but Jesus Christ, so Yahshua Mashiach, that he is both Redeemer, Savior, and all what God wanted to do through him, He had to be the anointed one to, under the anointing, carry out his ministry. Then we are coming to Matthew 17, verse 5, when our Lord was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and when the glory of God came down, and he was transformed, and his raiment was as a shining white linen. And then came the voice from the cloud of glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Now came the transition. Not only the ministry which he did, but now we are addressed to hear him. And this brings us to Revelation chapter 2 and 3. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. According to Ephesians 1 verse 5,
zu Söhnen und Töchtern Gottes,
we are predestinated as sons and daughters of God according to the good pleasure of his will. And brothers and sisters, may it be said here once again, as the Son of God was the Word, the Word which became flesh, the original seed, which was promised from the Garden of Eden, that the seed of God would come to bruise the head of the serpent and to give us the redemption. He, the original Word, and the Word was then with God. First, the Word was God, and then it was with God. And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The main thought is that we, from the same Word, from the same seed, we were born again unto a living hope. That Jesus Christ is the firstborn among many brethren. For us, almost incomprehensible. Sometimes we are looking on us as a weak vessel, men, humans, like all the others also, full of weaknesses and mistakes. But let me say this here for your courage, encouragement. God was not interested in what people didn't do the correct way. Mainly, he was interested in that if when people did according to his word and will. Just look at Moses. He knew exactly that he knew that he was allowed to marry only one of his tribe, but he married a strange woman out of... God didn't say a word to it. And when the hour of commission came, then God manifested himself, revealed himself, without accusing him, without saying, Moses, what did you do? Also, when Miriam and Aaron rebelled and said, oh, Moses, because Moses took somebody, what did God do? He didn't reckon with Moses. He was not interested in it at all. He didn't reckon with Moses. He reckoned with Aaron. He reckoned with Miriam. Why did God allow it? Why? So that no man is honored. And so that no man can appear as infallible. But that all the glory belongs to the Almighty God. Let us remember all the other men. One even gets a red face if one really blushes when one thinks of David and Solomon. One actually doesn't have to read it. One may not read it. And what's about God? What was God about? One day God speaks to Solomon, I receive you in the state of the son. You shall be my son. Yes. And all the others, they are watching it. They were watching it. Whether somebody was saying something didn't matter. What was the main thing? David had it on his heart to build a house for the Lord, to build a temple. He was looking for all the material. He was preparing everything. And Solomon was building the temple. So what now? And that's what's all about today. The build up of the church of Jesus Christ, of our Lord. That's what's all about. Not that we judge one another according to the flesh, but as Paul has written, from now on, we don't know each other, we don't know anybody according to the flesh, but we know him according to the Spirit. And we receive one another as God received us in Christ. Now just the three places from the Epistle of John where it speaks of the overcoming.
1
John chapter 2 verse 12 to 14. 1 John chapter 2 from verse 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Not sometime they will be forgiven. No. Forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. Are forgiven. And they are not remembered anymore. Verse 13, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you among your young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. A word addressed to young people who are attacked from the enemy in a special way and who have to suffer in a special way. I write you, you young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I have written unto you, young men, because we have known the Father. Also today we wish all the young people, we wish them that they have overcome the wicked one who wants to draw them upon the broad way. Enter the narrow gate, for broad is the way which leads to destruction, and many are walking on it. Straight is the gate, and narrow the way which leads to life, and there are just a few who find it. May all find the straight gate today, and may all enter it. Receive the victory of God for yourself. As sure as Jesus Christ has overcome the wicked one, so sure he gives us the power, the overcoming power to overcome the wicked one. Then it continues in verse 14 with the admonition. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him who is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you continually, and ye have overcome the wicked one.
Das ist hier in einen Vers zusammengefasst worden.
This was summarized in one verse
das Wort Gottes
here. The word of God abideth in you continually.
So habt ihr den Bösen überwunden.
And that's how you overcame the wicked one.
Macht,
not by our own
mit
power,
eigenem Wollen,
with our own willing,
mit eigenen Vorsätzen, sondern
but with our own efforts.
No,
as David has written,
ich bewahre dein Wort
I keep your word in my heart,
dass ich nicht wieder dich
so that I don't sin against you,
besonders an alle Jugend,
especially to all youth now.
Bewahret Gottes Wort
keep God's
in
word
Herzen,
in your heart,
und ihr werdet bewahrt bleiben,
and you will be kept.
Gott hat einen Weg für
God has a way for
und
you
für uns alle,
and for all of us.
Alle.
For all of us.
Nur wenn Gottes Wort
only
in uns,
when, if God's word is in us, continually.
Here
the word continually is written.
Wenn man eine Wohnung bezieht,
if one
ja, dann bleibt man
moves
dann.
Into a flat,
der Wohnsitz.
Then this is the
wenn
habitation.
Gottes Wort
if God's word
wohnt,
abides in you continually,
in der Versammlung,
not only in the
in
service,
Predigt,
in the sermon,
euch ergeht, sondern wenn
but
Gottes
if
Wort
God's word abideth in you
wohnt,
constantly, continually,
nur so
only like
habt ihr den
by this
Bösen
you have
überwunden.
Overcome the wicked one.
Und dann wird es offenbart,
and then it will be manifested.
Es war nicht eure Kraft,
it was not your power.
Es war die Kraft
it was the power of God in you.
Die Kraft
the power of God in you.
Die zweite Stelle aus 1. Johannes,
the second scripture from 1 John
Kapitel,
chapter 4.
1. Johannes,
1. John
Kapitel,
chapter 4.
Und hier
and here
lesen wir
we read
verse 4,
1 John 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Before, it speaks of those who received another spirit, who don't confess Jesus Christ as the one who has come in the flesh. And then, to the true believers, it is being said, ye are of God. And you have overcome them. You have overcome all them who preach another Jesus. Them you have overcome. You are of God. And in this connection, it of course speaks of the spirit of the Antichrist.
1
John chapter 4, verse 3. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, confessing him as the scripture teaches him. Whoever does not confess him in that way is not of God. It is the spirit of Antichrist whereof ye have heard that it should come and even now already is in the world. What does the whole antichristian world believe? All believe that Jesus Christ, as Son of God, was born and begotten in eternity by the Father. A such a doctrine is antichrist. It's blasphemy. Not a son became son, but the Word became flesh. Luke 2, verse 11. For unto you is born today Christ, the Messiah, which is the Lord in the city of David. He was Lord in all of the Old Testament, but not Son. He was Lord. And when the Lord, as King, came to Abraham, to celebrate the victory with him over all the heathen kings, then he as king of Salem, he had neither a father nor a mother, neither a beginning nor an end. Hebrews 7 gives us clarity about it, who he was. And then comes the comparison to Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was not born in heaven, but he was born in Bethlehem, as written in Micah chapter 5. I hope that you understand it. Whoever preaches Jesus in another way is Antichrist. There's only one thing in the Old Testament. The Son of God was promised in all the scriptures. I will be father unto him, and he shall be son unto me. Spoken into the future, not referred to eternity. I was always father to him, and I will be always father to him. No, one has to read the Bible precisely, and one has to stand, leave it like to be taught by God. Everything else is not for us. If in all of the Old Testament the announcement of the Messiah, of the Son of God, was written, then we have the fulfillment in the New Testament. Today Christ is born unto you, who is the Lord in the city of David. Brothers and sisters, there, a separation line goes through, and right at the end, we will recognize, we will see that only those who don't accept the Trinity doctrine, they will be persecuted. All the others, they are uniting about certain subjects, but the called out flock, the bride church, is not a part of the worldly uniting, but it's united under Christ, the head. Now, right at the end, in closing, in case there will be a baptism today, brothers and sisters who wish to be baptized, we all know in the Great Commission it is written that we shall baptize into the name. In the name. There are various translations about it. One shouldn't spend time with it. The Greek word in and into is exactly the same. I looked it up in the encyclopedia, and therefore some translated baptize them in the name, and others translated baptize them into the name. The main thing is, it is about the name, not about the three titles. God is our Father. He revealed himself in the Son and by the Holy Spirit in the only one single New Testament name, Lord Jesus Christ, he revealed himself. And so, our brothers, at the beginning, they baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And looking back, Paul has written to the Romans, all of us who we were baptized into Christ Jesus, and in the book of Acts 2:38, it says, in the name. And looking back, Paul writes to the Romans, all we who we were baptized into Christ Jesus, we are baptized into his death. The main thing is that it happens in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, and not that a formula is being repeated, which is used for all the witchcraft. I told it to you. In Parry Sound, in a province of Canada, in Ontario, this Jew, he told me he belonged to the Freemason Lodge. He said, I am a Jew. And he asked me, how does it come that he, when he entered the Freemason Lodge, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, he had to repeat this formula? I said, dear sir, I want to ask you, how do you come to enter into such a lodge? But as a Jew, and nevertheless, he had to use this formula, which is being misused for all kind of things. And when a clergy starts in the name of the everything what happened at biblical times was done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also therein, the church has to be brought back to the beginning. The time is up. Let us summarize. God has a council which he carries out. He has a church which he calls out, which he purifies, which he sanctifies, which lets himself be prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. He brings us into conformity with his word and his will. He creates faith and obedience in us, regardless of all the things which might happen in our lives. Yet, nevertheless, we felt that it is the Spirit of God which leads us into all truth. And as written in Romans 8, that we can testify, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which there is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let us belong to the overcomers, to those who have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of God, who purified, sanctified, prepared unto the glorious day. How many? These two examples which I have taken from Brother Branham, how many understood? How many understood it the right way? Us brothers, who we have the task to fight for the truth, to stand for the truth, and to remain balanced, how many of you will support us in your prayer? Amen. Yes, we need your prayers. And now we will thank the Lord our God together. I just read one more verse from 1 John, chapter 5. 1 John, chapter 5. And here we read verse
4.
For whatsoever is born or begotten of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Not will overcome, has overcome. He has overcome. His victory is our victory. Blessed and praised be our Lord, now and forever. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. We sing Just As I Am. And then we examine ourselves in the presence of God. And we ask him to save, to heal, and to confirm his word, just as As we have our heads bowed and as we remain in silent prayer, let me ask whether some are in our midst who wish to be included in this prayer and who are ready to consecrate their lives to the Lord. Just raise your hand. Do we have? Yes, there are some. There are some. Do we have sick in our midst who need the touching of the Lord? Thank you, thank you. Do we have brothers and sisters who have still troubles to understand the revealed word, and you have the wish and the longing that the Lord opens your understanding for the scripture? Together we will pray. Together we will believe. And together we will experience it. Heavenly Father, with all our hearts we thank you for your precious and holy word. We thank you for your grace, for the precious blood, the blood of the new covenant. And we thank you once again for your precious and holy word. We thank you that you revealed yourself to us, that you are speaking with us, and that by your Holy Spirit that you are leading us into all the truth. Precious Lord, you are jealous over your church, and your people is ready to serve you. The separation line goes through. Light is separated from darkness. Truth is separated from error. The word is separated from the interpretations. Beloved Lord, here is your church, your people, people whom you have called out. You have blessed us. We thank you for it. We are praising and blessing you. Save all the lost. Heal all the sick. Deliver all the captives and confirm thy precious and holy word. We thank you with all our hearts for all the blessings, for every word, for every revelation, for every insight into your plan of salvation. Bless all over Europe, all over the world. Bless your church from the riches of your grace. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. You may be seated. Now, we have two or three child dedications. We ask now that the parents are coming to the front. And then there was the wish that our brother and our sister from Belarus once again sing a song. Please come to the front. Choose a song which is well known to all the believers, so that we can tune in our hearts. Please come now and sing in the time where our brothers and sisters are coming to the front with a child dedication. Was it not translated? Of course.
Yeah.
This is the trouble with the languages. Look at that. Yes, of course. Come here. Yes. Come. Very nice.
Lob und Dank sei unserem Herrn.
praise and thanks.
Из глубины взываю я к Тебе, Господь, услышь Ты голос мой, да будешь Ты внимателен ко мне, голосу молений моих, да будешь Ты внимателен ко мне, голосу молений моих. Душа моя очень ждет Тебя, больше, чем ждет стражник утра, да уповает народ мой на Тебя, на святое имя Твое. Да уповает народ мой на Тебя, на святое имя Твое. Беззаконий Ты моих не замечал, Ты, Господь, прощенье мне даруй, да уповает народ мой на Тебя, на святое слово Твое. Да уповает народ мой на Тебя, на святое слово Твое. Из глубины взываю я к Тебе, Господь, услышь Ты голос мой, да будешь Ты внимателен ко мне, голосу молений моих. Да будешь Ты внимателен ко мне, голосу молений моих.
Спасибо вам.
Brother Schmidt will say in a few words what the song was all about. The song was dealing with the subject what we heard today, namely that in Christ Jesus, under His leading, under His guidance, we are expecting His coming. And now we all stand up.
Jetzt werden wir zum Schluss kommen müssen.
Now we have to come to the end.
Und all unseren Brüdern,
and all our brothers
weltweit, worldwide, alle, die zugehört haben,
all who were listening,
zugeschaut haben,
all who were watching,
wünschen wir Gottes Segen.
We wish them God's blessings.
Euch wünschen wir
to
Gottes
you,
Segen.
We wish God's blessings.
Wir sind einfach dankbar,
we are just so grateful,
dass Gott uns eine Stätte,
that God has given us this place,
in der wir uns noch in Ruhe,
in which we can assemble still in peace
dürfen,
and silence.
Ich möchte es auch noch ganz kurz erwähnen,
and I just want to mention it very briefly. We are very grateful to God
dass viele Sprachen
that many languages
vertreten
are
sind.
Represented here.
Heute ist in 12
today
Sprachen
in 12 languages
direkt übersetzt worden,
was translated simultaneously.
Sprachen.
7 languages can be heard worldwide on the internet, where brothers and sisters can click in and they can join us. At the time of Brother Branham, there was just a telephone hookup. Over telephone, one could listen to the services. And about this, Brother Branham was rejoicing with all his heart that also those who could not come, nevertheless, they could listen. What would Brother Branham say today if he would be here today? And if he could witness all this as we are witnessing it today worldwide. As I have written it, 1933, it was a promise. Since 1966, the word is being carried into all the world. And we have this holy task to bring the word in all reverence, with a divine respect, to believe it firstly, and afterward doing accordingly, and to preach it also. And so we are giving you greetings to all our brothers in the various countries. We are not saying to any brother what he should do. All the brothers in all the countries, they are serving the Lord as he leads them. Krefeld is not a headquarter. Krefeld is just a place where we have the possibility to carry out the word, where also all the brochures are being printed, and recently in German, in English, in French, in Spanish, in all the various main languages, the printing is going on here, and all the world is being looked after. We thank God for all who can work here. We thank the Lord God for all our brothers who are sitting up there in their cabins. To translate the things which are said here. The Lord, the Almighty God, he has led it in such a way. I don't have to mention all the various epochs how the Lord was leading. There's no need of doing it now. But in any case, until today, because of a direct commission, we acted. I only had to think on one thing. When 1976, when the Lord spoke to me, when the iron curtain falls and when the borders to the east are opening, then the bride also from Eastern Europe will be called. 89 came then the change, the turning point. And we all know what God has done since then. Many things could be mentioned of the various leadings and instructions which the ever-faithful God has given. And so we are thankful for you. I don't like to say it, but I say it with all my heart, because I don't speak about money. All my life I never gathered an offering. I thank you sincerely for the faithful support of the work of God. Really, with all my heart, you have costs to come here, expenses, and you are contributing in an extraordinary way. You're contributing so that the word of the Lord can reach the ends of the earth. We thank all, and we thank God for all of you. And I believe you all feel it, that we are really joined in the love of God. More and more we are united in the love of God. Everything will cease But the love never ceases. Love is the bond of perfection which holds us together. Now, the last question. Is somebody here who wishes to be baptized? Please raise your hand. No? All right. Then we wait until the next time. The Lord God. Let's. Here, one hand goes up. I just see one hand. There, another hand goes up. Please stand up. Yes. All right, then we have three people. Then this just means that after the closing prayer, we go to the baptism pool. And the brothers and sisters are coming to the front. Please come to the front now. All who wish to be baptized. And to this, I have now the question. If somebody would like to be baptized in Israel, then I'm asking that you take baptism clothes with you so that you have it there. Whoever wishes to be baptized here can be baptized today. Please come now. And then it should be announced here that all brothers and sisters who take part in the Israel trip, that they leave behind. There's just a short information to be given. Just a short information will be given to you. Please stay behind. You all speak German? Do you speak German? Do you speak German, precious sister? All right. She has a earphone. Okay. Brother Schmidt will carry out the baptism. Come now. We will just pray. We all stand up. Precious Lord, you ever faithful God, we bring those people before you. And we ask for your blessing. They accepted you as their personal Savior. They received you. They believe that you accepted them, that you have forgiven their sins, and that they received eternal life through faith in you, the Redeemer. Be with them, Lord, when they are going to be baptized now. May they carry it in their hearts. May they keep it in their hearts. That it is a covenant of a good conscience with God. That together with Jesus Christ, their Lord and Redeemer, they are being buried into his death, being buried with him, to raise together with him unto a new life. Dear Lord, confirm thy true and clear word, which you revealed so clearly to us. Today we say thanks to you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We say thanks, the God of Israel. You not only spoke to the prophets. You not only has shown to a John who could say, I saw. You have spoken to us. You have shown us everything. What your servants and prophets have seen. You revealed everything to us. You have spoken to them, and now you are speaking to us. And all the people said, Amen.
Amen.
And again, Amen. This is divine reality. This is true throughout all eternity. To you, the living God, We say thanks for everything. And we ask you, be with us on this Israel trip. And be here. Now we ask, especially, we pray especially for Brother Rus, who expressed it with tears in his eyes and with pain in his heart. He said that he would have liked to be here today. Precious Lord, you can confirm your word in him in one moment. In a twinkling of an eye, you can make it true. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless all the house of our brother and sister Rus. Bless all who belong to the house and family. If you are blessing, he remains blessed forever. Please lift up now thy countenance over all of us and give us all your blessing in Jesus' holy name. Be with our brothers in all of Africa, in all the countries of the world, and with your people. To you, once again, be the adoration and the praise in Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. To our brother and sister from Grodno, we give you greetings, all in Belarus. The Lord bless you. To you from Finland, from all the countries from which you have come, take greetings with you. May God bless us all. Yes, Brother Kupfer, God has blessed us. Amen. Now, each one is shaking hands with one another. And then we go to the baptism pool. And all who take part in the Israel trip, please come to the front.